You're back with Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. In six words, what makes a great nation? That's what we've been asking through our Public Insight Network as part of Colorado Votes, our election coverage. And here are some of your responses.
My name is Tyler McCollum, and I'm from Castle Rock. And my six words which describe a great nation are freedom, respect, perspective, loyalty, sacrifice, and love.
My name is Dee Dee Williams. I live in Highlands Ranch, and these are my six words: working together for the common good.
My name is Judy Iverson Gilbert. I'm from Fort Collins, Colorado. In six words, what I think makes a great nation are these: seek God, listen, act compassionately, courageously.
My name is Nathan Howe. I live in Fort Morgan, and my six words are honest hearts, clear minds, willing hands.
My name is Mike Neville from Littleton, Colorado, and my six words are the ability to choose our leaders.
So some folks gave us six discrete words. Others gave us a phrase. Some of that almost sounded like haiku. These responses came in through our Public Insight Network, which CPR's Lee Hill is in charge of. Hi, Lee.
Hey, Ryan.
In the coming weeks, we're going to be hearing more of these, and we'll hear why people chose the words they did.
That's right, and I discussed that with Mike Neville, who we just heard talking about the ability to choose our leaders.
Many countries around the world do not necessarily have the clean ability to choose their leaders. Their leaders are more given to them as the only choice. And I think we don't appreciate as much as we should that we do have a free and fair and honest and open process. And so to me, the ability to choose our leaders is paramount to our continued existence as a great country.
So at least once a week with the election right around the corner, we'll hear what six words people chose. And Ryan, you'll be talking with them about what they mean.
Looking forward to those discussions. So how did this project come about, Lee?
Well, it actually started back in January around the time of President Obama's State of the Union address, and we asked people through PEN what they were interested in hearing the president say that night. But we also asked them a more general question: what makes a great nation? And the responses were so thoughtful that we wanted to bring that question back for election season.
But why six words?
Well, we see this as a fun way to bring focus to ideas by challenging people to express themselves with fewer words. There's a book called Six Words Memoirs that helped make this concept popular. And people may recall a project by NPR All Things Considered host Michelle Norris. She asked people to express themselves on race in this country in just six words.
And I suppose it also mirrors the Twitter generation as well. We're getting so good at being pithy. This particular question, what makes a great nation, really seems to have struck a chord with folks in Colorado.
Dozens of responses came within hours of us launching this project a week ago, and they poured in over the weekend. In addition to what we heard earlier, people are saying things like, yes, I am my brother's keeper, and united we stand, divided we fall.
You know what I find myself doing is counting out the words and making sure it's six: united we stand, divided we fall.
Yeah, and we're hearing from people from all over the political spectrum: libertarians, Democrats, Republicans, unaffiliated voters. But you wouldn't necessarily guess that from their responses alone. For instance, no one is writing in specifically on health care or on abortion or gay marriage. We're hearing more about fundamental values, what people hold close to them and what they believe in.
And we want you to share the six words that you think describe a great nation by going to CPR.org and joining our Public Insight Network, which Lee Hill is in charge of for Colorado Public Radio. Lee, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.